At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And don't call it game time decisions by mistake. Kevin Walsh from Sports Grid here with you for what is now an ever-changing night of NBA action. I was going to start this off by getting a little bit into yesterday's series. Pacers 2-2 with the Knicks. Same score now in Denver with Minnesota. Doesn't matter. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, less than 60 seconds ago, had sources confirm to him that the Cavs superstar Donovan Mitchell will miss game four tonight against the Boston Celtics. Obviously a disaster for Cleveland. I have a Cavs money line play in, plus 295. I will tell you that the Cavs do have a win in the regular season at home against Boston. Donovan Mitchell didn't miss that game. It also required an outrageous comeback. What are we going to do? Picks on the board. It is what it is. I never thought that Donovan Mitchell would miss this game tonight. There's some Jason Tatum props. I'm not going to touch them. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if all props start to look discounted. What was an 8.5-point line is up to 12. Total drops down to 203.5. The expectation is the Cavs offense is going to be in for a nightmare of an evening against this Celtics defense. This is a team that has struggled to cross 100 points a number of times in these playoffs and multiple times against these Celtics, despite Donovan Mitchell averaging over 30 points per game for this series. So now, when we try and figure out how to attack, well, you're going to have way different Darius Garland numbers, 15.5, 16.5 for his points props. Evan Mobley, all of a sudden, could be 18, 19.5. Don't forget, this is a team already missing one of their best players in Jared Allen. So you're a Cavs team that at 100% health would be priced as a comfortable underdog to Boston, and you're now down two of your best players. Probably the two guys who were at up into their points in the playoffs, your two best players. Yeah, Boston's missing Kristaps. The Celtics are so deep, we never even discuss it. A now 12-point line, and Cleveland's march against Boston here hits a roadblock. 12s are down to 11.5. How about your money lines? Plus 480. Huge number. Huge. Now, again, I have a Cavs money line ticket in. It is what it is. I will not hedge. I will not cash out. I will live with the results. My initial thought, though, is perhaps Cavs plus the 11.5. Because sometimes teams know how to step up when a star is out. We see it in the regular season all the time. That is the regular season, though. That's the hesitation. But boy, would it be par for the course for this Celtics team to not show up for this game. I mean, you're telling me it wouldn't be on brand for Jaylen Brown to just be outplayed by Isaac Okoro for no reason? I've seen it. Darius Garland steps up, gives you 25, maybe 30. We'll see how the props market start to develop here on this Monday night. Only up right now Celtics numbers. Not a Cavs prop in sight. Let's keep looking around here. Who's going to be first to post? Down to 11 at some spots. Look at this. Nobody knows what to do. Here we go. Those are old numbers. No way you can hit those because that still has Donovan Mitchell up there. over on DK. Evan Mobley first to appear, 16.5. Any takers? Going once, going twice? How do you not look towards Garland? This game tips in an hour. I'll tell you this right now. We will be in the mix. Heck, why not? Let's get in the mix right away. Now, these are numbers that, again, you are likely going to be able to get better value on than I did. One, numbers change throughout the day. Two, this situation putting the blowout more in play, which it obviously does, with the potential absence or the now confirmed absence of Donovan Mitchell. People will think, hey, Celtics starters won't be out there. I wouldn't worry on that. I'm on Jason Tatum tonight. Look at that. Look at Jason Tatum. What could go wrong for the Celtics? You know what? Maybe I just play Boston Moneyline. See if I can mess that up for the Celtics. No. Here's the deal with Jason Tatum. He is having what is one of the most bizarre runs in a singular market that I have seen. I will once again preface this. Listen, when I'm taking shots at Tatum, you'll know. Okay? This isn't about this. He's coming off his best game so far in the playoffs. But a certified superstar who averaged over three makes per game from beyond the arc, is 8-0 to the under on his three-point prop so far this postseason. He has hit two a bunch of times, and he has yet to hit three. I went through the regular season game log, Jason Tatum. The longest streak, consecutive games without three or more threes, was three. He did not go four games in a row at any point in the regular season without making three threes. He's now gone eight consecutive so far in the playoffs. You go back to last postseason, his longest stretch without three plus threes was three. You know when that came? His final three games of the playoffs against Miami. 11 consecutive playoff games now Jason Tatum has gone under his three-point prop. How does this make sense? It is an outlier, an anomaly. And if it's going to stop, I'm going to be there for it. Give me Tatum for 4+. Give me Tatum for 5+ now. I am well aware of what I'm setting myself up for. Jason Tatum lands exactly on three. I know. In fact, I can't encourage enough the people to go out there and bet Tatum for just three. And only three. If you get an exact, boy, that would be something. It's what I expect. This is not a bit. Again, if you've heard it enough, you know it's for real. Tatum and I just, we don't line up. We are never simpatico. Goes wrong. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. But Jason Tatum, in the regular season, do you want to know his longest stretch without at least four makes from beyond the arc? Eight games, which is where we are now. Tatum took eight threes last game. I thought that was key. Most he has attempted so far in this series. Give me 10 tonight from JT. He gets hot. Plus 195 for 4+, plus 440 for 5+, and I'll give myself a shot here on a Jason Tatum ladder. Again, if you're just joining us, we're live on Sports Grid with Game Time Decisions, and we do have breaking news around the series between the Cavs and the Celtics, which is Donovan Mitchell will be out tonight. Out for the Cleveland Cavaliers at home against the Boston Celtics. Right now, some spots we're seeing Boston minus 12, and that is now what we're starting to see a lot more across the board. The total continuing to drop, understandably so, as the Cavs offense is going to be put in quite the spot here. Some 11s across the 11.5s across the board, nothing lower than that. But the total now, 203.5, 204, dropping like a stone. If you think about it, right, so if it was 8.5, it's up to 12. What's been removed from the total, just all Cavs points have been taken out, right? And that makes sense with Donovan Mitchell's absence here. First playoff game he'll be missing. And you now are in a position, props-wise, books are in an interesting spot, too. Here comes Garland, 20.5. All right. How about the threes for Darius Garland? 2.5 now, minus 110. Assist numbers? Not there yet. Not there yet. Mobley, 10.5 boards. Max Strus, 5.5 boards. They're getting there. They're getting there. No points, rebounds, and assists yet. These will start to come in. And again, as these start to come in, I will let you know because everybody's going to be out there. Look, you either have your plays in or you're going to be looking for action. And this is a game changer, not having Donovan Mitchell, of course, out there for Cleveland. Are people going to race to lay the 12? Not me. Not me. I'm going to reach out as well to a trusted Celtics source of mine and see what they think about Boston specifically and how they will respond to Donovan being out. My read? They don't answer the bell. This is close in the fourth quarter. It's literally what happened in the regular season. 105-104, Cleveland wins at home.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I won against Boston. No Donovan Mitchell. I'll reach out to a couple people. That's interesting, man. That's interesting. But I'm telling you right now, we might go Cavs plus the points. Could be some Max Strus juice. I mean, at this point, right? If they let Max get it hot from beyond the arc... What do we do with this total? What do? We make some game time decisions. That's what we do. We're in the mix. Live on SportsGrid. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Walsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, man. We've already started to send out some feelers. We'll get to that in a minute. We've started to send out some feelers. Yeah, I might like Cleveland. We'll get there, okay? For those that, again, just tuning in, Donovan Mitchell out. Out. Boston now up to a 12.5-point favorite. 4-point move off the Donovan Mitchell absence here. Total 204. We might as well put the rest of the picks on the board for the people. So I have a Cavs money line ticket at plus 295. That's now plus 540. I'm going to, if I'm betting the Cavs, I'm not going to reinvest on the money line. I will be taking the spread. What I will say is, if you want the juice, I don't hate it. As far as the series goes, okay, and all those numbers are locked currently, and they should be, the Cavs will be slaughtered. If they win a game, right? Amazing. Like, game five should be ugly. Game five should be really ugly. No matter what happens tonight, if Donovan Mitchell stays out. And I would not guarantee he's back. Very realistic he's played his last game. The Cavs uniform, we'll do that another time. Okay? We'll do that another time. I have my Tatum threes ladder. Again, I maybe don't play this if I know Donovan Mitchell's out. But the bets are in, right? We can't cancel them. They're in the mix, 4+ and 5+. Let's go Mavs Thunder. Look, so here's the deal with Dallas, Oklahoma City, and I've touched on this at each and every point of this series as a lot of people, I get it, like Oklahoma City. I like this Thunder team as well. I was very tempted, around Christmas-ish, to place a title future on that team. But I was invested in other spots, and then I missed the number, right? I like the Thunder, just not as much as I like the Mavericks. And for people that are seeing a buy low spot on Oklahoma City, it's on the notion that PJ Washington is going to drop off. Fair. More than fair. But it's not but it's also then being met with the idea that Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic's combined points won't bounce back. As a duo, they averaged almost 60 a night in the regular season and over 55 in the series against the Clippers. It's barely over 40 so far in the series. So again, sure, PJ can come down. Luka and Kyrie can go up. And I'm involved with both Luka and Kyrie tonight. But how I am involved with Kyrie Irving is a similar way to what I was doing in Game 3. It's kind of a run back here. I'm pairing Kyrie and I'm pairing Jalen Williams, and I'm looking for these guys to go off as a duo. 44-plus points, 50-plus points, 56-plus points combined. Plus 100 on the 44, plus 210 on the 50, plus 425 on the 56. Kyrie Irving, I think, can carry the load here and get 30 on this game tonight. Kyrie in the post-game press conference with their Game 3 victory, who had a really nice fourth quarter once again, hooked us on the 22.5. It is what it is. Said the coaching staff was telling him, hey, let's get going. But also, we got to start moving here a lot sooner. Kyrie has a 4.5 number tonight on his first quarter points. He's not hit it yet this postseason. I was tempted to play it. I'm going to let Kyrie do his thing. And if he comes out for 10 early ones, I think there's 10 more following that and another 10 following that. Kyrie, 30 pieces in line. But I also want to pair it with Jalen Williams, who did get over the 29.5 PRA, barely, right, in game number 3. I want to just lock in on the points. He hit his efficiency finally in this third game. Didn't have as much of volume. He did miss probably 4 minutes or so due to having to go to the locker room with the ankle. If J-Dub gets his volume tonight, I think he can get to 25. He's that type of talent. He's that type of player. So I think we've got pathways for both of these guys to really explode through some numbers here. Again, you play each leg appropriately, but give me Kyrie and J-Dub for 44, 50, 56. As far as the Don goes, it's for me, look, the points can bounce back, right? And at some point it will, but Luka is such a smart basketball player, and we know this, and he is right now well aware in being able to impact this game in other ways. Luka, in his last two games, has 34 rebound opportunities. 4 of those are contested rebounds. Using the NBA.com's tracking data, Luka is just hunting rebounds right now, right? So I like the rebounds portion of it. The assist market, guys have not been cashing in as much on his assist opportunities, right? He had a few more in games 2 than 3, but we know home court shooting can be good. And I like Kyrie for a big night offensively. So if Luka can dish a couple of extra to him, well, that helps us get over 18.5 rebounds plus assists, which was a winner last game on a 15-5 night. That is my favorite bet in this game, but I had to play the triple-double at plus 320. Look, Luka is in this spot for me where I know he hasn't hit the triple-double yet this series. He did get one off against the Clippers, and this is the first time all postseason this number is over 300. The next tallest number we've seen for Luka triple-double, plus 260. So we're getting a lot of juice here tonight on Luka Doncic at plus 320 here for this triple-double. I believe we're down to, plus 300, plus 310. I think actually I got the plus 310. I think I input that incorrectly, but plus 310 Luka Doncic for the triple-double as I look for the Mavs to still roll here against Oklahoma City. That's where I'm at NBA-wise. There's still a lot we have to get to. What I'll do is I'll put, because we have some baseball money line, we have some hockey, let's do the MLB play of the day, a.k.a. your quick pick here. And there's going to be some juice tonight in Mets-Phils. I like this game over the 7.5. Finally, got the MLB play of the day to come through yesterday. Only way it knows how in the first inning. I got to tell you, this game better be Yerfi, maybe 8 runs in the first if I want this to win. Manaea Sanchez, both guys having good seasons, but both guys pitching outside of their best habitats. Manaea struggled a little bit at home. Sanchez a little bit on the road here. Solid hitter-pitcher history in favor of both of these lineups tonight against these starters. And we have wind blowing out. So to see 7.5 was a little bit surprising to me. We know Winders is always factored into these lines. I think we're seeing Manaean Sanchez booked ace-esque, which I don't think either guy truly is here. And I think a little divisional battle could see some juice on the diamond. We'll play over 7.5. Four Major League Baseball money lines on the board today. We're going to get to those in a little bit. We're going to get to the NHL.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
In a little as well, and of course, continue to update you on everything Celtics-Cavs with the huge news that Donovan Mitchell is out tonight. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live right here, Game Time Decisions, trying to make a few. As, of course, we had huge news that Donovan Mitchell would miss this game tonight. I'm certainly surprised by it. Admittedly, caught a little off guard by it as well. Probably should have maybe even... It was funny, I did Moneyline this afternoon, of course, on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 with Donnie Wrightside. And he's like, hey, are you worried about Donovan Mitchell, you know, missing this game? I was like, no, not really. Right? I don't know. It's just he's been playing. He's been playing great. And this one came out of the clouds, books as well, right? They were pushing, you know, pushing full Donovan Mitchell numbers, spreads, everything in between. And I'm sure the loyal Sports Grid audience will know, you know, we've moved some things around, you know, within the last few weeks or so. Only have 2-minute breaks here. Try and just, you know, run a couple numbers. The Garland stuff's moved appropriately, I would say. I'm really interested in Max Strus, though. You know, Max Strus has a triple-double this year in a game that was missed by Donovan Mitchell. That does not add up. That does not add up. Who was letting Max Strus get loose like that? The answer, the Charlotte Hornets. They're terrible. We could have a best bet on our hands, though, here with Max Strus. We have time. You want to do a little baseball money line, folks? Shall we? We've got four. Yesterday, 2-3. Frustrating because both games that went to extras ended up losses. Split those, 3-2. It would have been a 7-3 weekend on baseball money line. It is what it is. Let's look to stay hot here. More favorites than we've seen so far, but ultimately, it's where I thought the value was. The baseball card does begin with a dog, though, and it begins in 15 minutes in Detroit. I'll take the Miami Marlins. Sixto Sanchez, Matt Manning. I'll take Sixto Sanchez. Matt Manning's off to a really rough start here. I think Sixto's pitching a little bit better. Marlins off of a win. And I think getting over plus 140, plus 145 is the number here. That's good enough for me to take some action on the Miami Marlins. I'll take some action on the Milwaukee Brewers, minus 142. This number's jumped up a little bit. As I was kind of looking at it, it looks like maybe it's fallen back down some. Mitch Keller off of a gem, complete game against the Angels. I'll sell that. I'll sell a guy who went nine innings in 2024. I'll sell a guy who dominated the Angels. I'll sell a guy on the road, where he struggled a little bit. Colin Ray's been solid for Milwaukee. And again, the Brewers are just so far a much better baseball team than the Pittsburgh Pirates here. I'll take the Rangers minus 108 against the Guardians here. This game was picked. Texas, boy, oh boy, do they need some home cooking. They just got punched around by the Colorado Rockies for three on the road. This team got punched around a little bit by Oakland. Rangers are not off to a great start. This is one of the team total unders that I played. Probably the one that looks the best so far out of the three. I think it was three win totals here. But I'm going to take Texas at a pick at home. Look, you've got Lorenzen and Tanner Beebe. Neither one of these guys necessarily inspires a ton of confidence here. But getting pick with a Rangers team that needs one, I'll take them to get it. And then I'll take the Cardinals at minus 110 here. This is more of a fate of the LA Angels. Look, this team... this is right around pick. I think St. Louis finally got themselves a really nice win against Milwaukee. Avoid being swept in a four-game set here and see if this can get a little downhill, a little bit of momentum here for a St. Louis team that still has talent around it. And I don't mind fading Jose Soriano, who's been off to a slow start so far for the LA Angels and specifically at home. It's not looked good here. So those are the baseball money lines. Just again, quickly, Marlins, Brewers, Rangers, and Cardinals. And then the play of the day is going to be the over 7.5 runs in the game between the Mets and the Phillies with Manaea and Sanchez going in that one. NHL-wise tonight, and again, we're going to talk to Joe Maddon momentarily here, Rangers, Canes, Avs, Stars. This Colorado team is one I remain interested in. Team total, money line, puck line, I'm going back and forth. Cup, West, all of it interests me with Colorado. It really, really does. I want to get Joe's thoughts on this, and then we're going to talk a little Rangers hockey here. Look, I think the Rangers are in a really interesting spot. First time booked as favorites in this series. So that, you know, respect, right, all of a sudden comes into the mix here. But Carolina's a dangerous team. We know that. Carolina was given so much respect, and all of a sudden they're a dog, right? And value, we talk about it a lot. You're getting the best number on Carolina of the series. Rangers show they could win in Carolina. Canes could win a second one here. I'm a little interested in Carolina at a minus 108 number. Maybe score first. They've been jumping a little bit here. These first quarters have had some juice as well. We're going to get into both of these with Joe Maddon, no doubt about it. And again, just to remind people, because it is the biggest story of the day, it's what happens when one of the best players in the league is out of nowhere, and that's Donovan Mitchell. Out tonight as the Cavs are now a 12-point favorite. Tip is probably in about 40 minutes or in a half hour, because with the NBA, of course, we have no idea. But the tip is within an hour, certainly, in Cleveland as a 12-point home underdog with a chance to tie this series, or the books are expecting go down 3-1. We'll talk to Joe Maddon about the ice next, live on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I will say this until Celtics-Cavs starts, where I am trying to make them. Max Strus, I'm going to give the people a number. His assist prop is 2.5. 17 games he played this season without Donovan Mitchell. 16 of them he had 3 or more assists. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Rebounds plus assists, 7.5. Jared Allen's out too. He played five regular season games without Jared Allen. He had double-digit boards. He had double-digit boards in multiple games. I'm very interested. I'm very, very interested. You know what? Let me stop rambling. Let me help the people by letting Joe Maddon help the people. Joe, how are you? It is obviously a jumping Monday here. NBA playoff action, but NHL playoff action as well. Before we get to the ice tonight, I got to ask you about Vancouver, Edmonton. A little chippy at the end there. Some suspensions, some stars involved. What did you make of the ending there with the Canucks and the Oilers?
Yeah, I tell you, that frustration level of the Canucks to come out and do that, get that cross check out there, causing the suspension and the penalties. I was just pulling out my hair seeing that happen at the end of the game, because that's the last thing they need. They can't give Edmonton any advantages out there on the ice. So the frustration level boiling over. I'm sure Connor McDavid had some choice words to make that happen out there on the ice, but we even saw the hit on Evander Kane, pushing him down into his bench by Vancouver. This Vancouver team is out for blood out there on the ice, and I tell you, picking up that win in Edmonton was an amazing feat for them, limiting the Edmonton Oilers to only 3 goals on their home ice. It was fantastic, but the next game, Edmonton's going to be coming for blood, and I look for them to retaliate in it.
Yeah, I think it's really fascinating, because all of a sudden you bring a guy like McDavid into a... Because that was the type of hit that looked like you could do it to anybody, and it was going to escalate a situation. Connor McDavid, I think that game's going to have a lot of eyes on it and a lot of anticipation, no doubt. But the Canucks and the Dogs so far in the West, the Dogs heading into the series have done a nice job here, and it's put the star-laden Avs and Oilers up against it. So we'll start late-night show here with Colorado and Dallas. Nate McKinnon and the crew need one at home. What do you see here in this game?
Yeah. The Colorado Avalanche in the last game, they weren't able to convert on their power plays. They struggled out there. And Dallas, the final score wasn't a true prediction of what that game was. It was a 2-1 game in that third period. We did see those two empty netters at the end of that game as Colorado tried desperately to tie up the game. So in my mind, it was still a 2-1 win for the Dallas Stars, even though the box score, that posted score, is 4-1. I think it was a lot tighter than that number. So I am looking for the Avs. We look at this team and they were the best home team on their own ice in the whole league in the regular season. And Dallas, on the other hand, was the best road team. So for that best road team to come in and beat the Colorado Avalanche 2 times in a row, I just can't see it happening, Kevin. I hate the price on the Avs on the money line, though. I am taking it on the money line right now at minus 137, minus 140 mark. I think it has the value there, but I could see Dallas starting off hot again. We keep seeing this. The Dallas Stars getting up in that first period and Colorado having to fight their way back. So I won't be shocked if Dallas goes up in the first period. Now, I bet that in the last game, I'm staying off it in this one. I really do think the frustration of Colorado coming into this game with Dallas picking up a win on their ice will be so much in this one, where I could see Colorado scoring first. But I'm still hoping Dallas scores first and Colorado fights their way back and gets the win, because I want to jump on that live betting market again for Colorado as they become the dog in this one. I'm really looking for Nathan McKinnon to step up, and their core players really have to. Nathan McKinnon, Lankinen, Kale McCarr, they all have to be so impactful in this game to be able to beat the Dallas Stars, because the Stars, this is a deep team. So I'm going to take Nathan McKinnon for his shots on goal today. His shots on goal, over 4.5 shots, 5+ shots on some books will have it listed as that. That's coming in at minus 115. I was trying to find some value. Even his goal, it's minus 105. That's not enough value for a goal for me, especially when we look at Jake Oettinger and how hot he has been in net. So I'm looking at Nathan McKinnon for his shots. And then Wyatt Johnson here of the Dallas Stars, his number is low at 2.5. Over at minus 118, and I do think he gets those shots on goal as well in this one tonight. He's been phenomenally strong for the Dallas Stars, Kevin.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense there, Joe. You know, Nate McKinnon, certainly I figured had to factor in somehow with the incredible season he had, likely going to be your league MVP, and unless they gave that out. You know, NBA, when are the NHL awards drop, Joe? Do we know that McKinnon's MVP? I'll admit I have no idea.
The Hart Award, they should be coming pretty quick here. I don't think any of the awards have been announced unless I slept on it last Thursday. They're normally on a Thursday. I'm pretty sure we haven't had them yet, Kevin. Yeah. So no, I could really, have clearly missed it if it was last Thursday. I've been waiting for them.
Yeah, I don't really know what these leagues, again, baseball likes to give theirs out when nobody cares. The NBA waits a little long, hockey admittedly. I guess we'll see. But soon to be MVP, very likely, Nate McKinnon. All right, Joe, let's get to this Rangers-Hurricane series here. Rangers, a favorite for the very first time. What do you make of the line?
Yeah, this line has been moving as the day's been going on, and I absolutely love it that people are backing the New York Rangers, because I do think this is the right side. The Carolina Hurricanes in that last game were able to score on the power play late in the third to be able to get the win here, and Carolina did what we've seen Carolina doing. They got up nice and strong in that first period, not able to hold a lead. They let the New York Rangers come all the way back, but their special teams did win it for them. We saw Igor Shesterkin actually get hit in that game, but when you really look at his numbers, his metrics, he's still playing phenomenal hockey out there. We knew there was going to have to be a game where Igor got hit, and I would rather be in this round here versus the Carolina Hurricanes rather in the next round versus probably the Florida Panthers. So I do like that he's had that hard game. I'm looking for that bounce back out of Igor. He did stop 27 of 31 shots on his goal, so still a fantastic night. His overall numbers in the playoffs, he's got a 2.31 goals against average and a 9.32 save percentage. His number tonight is 29.5. I'll take that to the over. It's minus 106. You know the Carolina Hurricanes are going to be firing everything at him, especially in this third period, trying to advance their playoff lives here. I just don't think it happens. I'm going to take the New York Rangers on the money line at minus 106. Now, in these last couple games, very much like the Colorado Avalanche, we've seen the New York Rangers start off slow. Their second period has really been their strength. So if Carolina goes up in that first period, again, I'm not going to bet them. I do think the storyline plays out that way. Again, I'll be coming back on the New York Rangers. I want to come back on them with plus money as well, Kevin.
All right. So a little bit of Rangers action potentially as that comes on. Tell me, Joe, if by chance the Rangers do drop this game, panic or they've proven they can win in Carolina to you?
You know what? If they drop this game, that would be panic for me, especially as a New York Rangers fan. I don't know if this team will panic as much, but you look at the power play and how strong they were on the power play on their own ice versus in Carolina. In Carolina, they haven't been able to convert on that power play. On their home ice, they were 4-9 on the power play in game one and game two. So I'm expecting the special teams to come to play. If Carolina's defense is able to stop that power play of the New York Rangers, it would start to be a little bit of panic here for me as the team, as a better a little bit as well, because we look at Frederik Andersen. He's had those weaker games. We know Frederik Andersen is a hotter goalie. So if Frederik Andersen gets hot and Igor continues to struggle out here and Carolina picks up a win tonight, I tell you, Kevin, I will be panicking, and I think we'll see a huge adjustment on the books with who they think is a favorite to win the Stanley Cup. Again, we know Carolina moves so far down. If they beat the Rangers tonight, they probably will be the first in line to win the Stanley Cup again by the books.
Carolina right now sits at 18-1, and I couldn't agree more.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
A win tonight would cut that in half at least.
Yeah.
Possibly more. Because Carolina would be favored in a game six, and we've seen them, again, like I say, the Rangers are favored, barely. Right? Some spots it's pick. Heck, you probably find a book out there that has Carolina as the favorite. So that's the ice tonight. We'll get to the diamond next right here with Joe Maddon on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here, Game Time Decision. I made one. Max Strus over 7.5 rebounds plus assists, minus 136. I will tell people this, and again, I like to be as honest as possible, look behind the curtain, whatever you'd like, right? And seeing this number, I wanted it to be my biggest bet of the NBA postseason so far. Max Strus is in 17 games without Donovan Mitchell, regular season. He has hit that number in 13 of 17, outrageous hit rate. In 5 regular season games without Jared Allen, he's hit that in 4 out of the 5. And in the one game that you had both Jared Allen and Donovan Mitchell out that Strus played in the regular season, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. He doubled the prop. I didn't do that because, personally, I didn't need to do that. I didn't expect to be on Max Strus today. I'm going to play this solidly, but I just to kind of let people know where I'm at. But this is a number trend-wise, right? Volume-wise, Max Strus, 7.5 rebounds plus assists. And this is kind of what happens when a superstar like Donovan Mitchell's out. What do they do? Okay, we got to adjust Garland. We got to adjust Mobley. And then Max Strus is playing 40 minutes a game. If it's close, you get some value on. So I like Max Strus here. What I will do, and I want to see if these get posted. It's not up now. If they start to pepper in all assist rebound markets for Strus, 10 plus, 12 plus, and I'll start to have some fun with that. Okay? But 7.5 at minus 136 is the number there. Max Strus over rebounds plus assists. Let's get to the diamond. Joe Maddon with us here on Sports Grid. Joe, a lot of great games, Major League Baseball wise, for us to dive into here. And I know that my rambling did cost us the start of two of them, which would be Tigers Marlins and Orioles Jays. Are you involved in either of those two games?
Yeah, I'm sitting here sweating out the nerfy between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. And I do think, fingers crossed, two outs right now for Barrios for the Toronto Blue Jays. We are the bottom of the first. So it looks like that nerfy is going to hit at minus 125. I do have the Orioles team total, though, over 5.5. No, it is 4.5 runs. That's coming in at plus 102. I'm expecting them to hit the Toronto Blue Jays at some point in this game. Barrios got absolutely lit up in his last game out, and I do think he gives up a couple earned runs, and I still don't trust the bullpens here. And we know the Orioles can put those runs on the board. So just action in that one for me, Kevin.
All right, no doubt about it. Let's keep moving here, though, as this Mets-Phillies game is one I'm excited for, Joe. My favorite bet on the baseball board is an over in this game at 7.5. What are you betting for Mets-Phillies?
I love the over that you're looking at here, and I do think it goes over that total. 7.5 is just too low for me, and I'm going to look at the Phillies. These two teams play each other so tough, and when I break down these teams, I really do trust the Phillies offensively more, and I think Sanchez can come out and have a strong day at the mound. He's sitting here 2-3 on the season with a 3.22 ERA. Manea getting the start for the Mets. His ERA is sitting pretty similar at 3.31, but I just don't trust the Mets offense as much as I do the Phillies. I really do think 5-4 style game, though. Tight one here, Kevin.
Yeah, understandable, no doubt. Manaea Sanchez, it should be a fun game there at Citi Field. We've got a late-night Royals situation here. Really interesting spot. Excited to hear your breakdown. Kirby Singer. Kirby is supposed to be a great pitcher to go with Castillo and, you know, really round out that Mariners rotation there. But we've got a spot where he's not had a great season. And Singer has. He's been better than Reagans, who's supposed to be that Royals ace. How are you going to play this one?
I just can't trust George Kirby here. I really do think Brady Singer is going to come out stronger than him. And the Kansas City Royals have been surprising for me this season. Their ability to get those runs on the board, seeing 10-9 on the road so far. And I just think there's great plus money with the Royals at that plus 130 mark. They have the ability to bring home their runners on base as well, something that we've seen the Seattle Mariners be able to struggle with. So I do think it's the Kansas City Royals for me. Kirby, he just doesn't instill that faith right now. He's 3-3 with a 4.15 ERA. Now, he's been able to get those strikeouts, recording 45 strikeouts in just over 43 innings. So if you're looking to play him in some way, I do think he gets the strikeouts on the Royals. But I think at the end of the day, the plus money on the Royals is where I have to go, Kevin.
All right, little plus money action there. Logan Gilbert was the name I couldn't come up with off the top of my head. Joe, what about Astros? We always talk about this Astros team and their shortcomings this season. By the way, Nerfy, Baltimore, Toronto, love to see that. But what do you see here with Oakland and Houston?
I want to take the Oakland A's straight up on the money line, get that beautiful plus money with Ross Stripling getting the start. But I don't know how much I can trust him. 1-6 with a 5.14 ERA. Arigati, though, on the other hand, his ERA is so high. It's over 8. One thing he's been able to do strong is get those strikeouts on the board. I think you look at his strikeouts in this one today, over 5.5 strikeouts. That's coming in at -140. I wrote him in the last game and alted his number. I couldn't find an alt number I was comfortable within this one, Kevin. So I'm going to lay the juice there, expecting those strikeouts to come. But no matter what happens in this game, I'm expecting this one to just fly over that total. I think 8.5 is light. Both of these pitchers have had their struggles. And we know both of these teams at points can get those runs up on the board. So give me the over 8.5 in this one. And then I will take Arigati over his 5.5 strikeouts.
And then, Joe, what about the Dodgers-Giants here? Yamamoto gets the ball as the Dodgers try and bounce back a little bit against this Giants team after the Padres' loss.
Give me another over, Kevin. I really do think with this powerful lineup here of the LA Dodgers, I just can't take an under 7.5 between these two teams. I'm really looking at what the Giants have been able to do versus the Dodgers in the past. And I do think this Giants team will be able to get the runs too. They'll be able to do their share. So another game, I'm looking, 5-4 again, style game here with the Dodgers getting the majority of the runs.
A little juice there from the Dodgers. I will say I was talking with someone earlier today about how the Dodgers, I really like the spot. I think Yamamoto has been awesome. But I don't know, like Hicks has been good. I was expecting a better number on the Dodgers than I was getting. It looks like everybody maybe was kind of thinking the same thing. So perhaps go with that over there. Fade Hicks in a different capacity. Joe, appreciate the breakdowns. As always, best of luck with the NHL and the baseball picks tonight.
Best of luck out there, everyone. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, great stuff there from Joe Madden. We'll come back. We're going to keep it NBA style. But the lottery, the Hawks stunningly win the NBA lottery. What does it mean for the future of the NBA?
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
NBA, more than you think. We'll get to that next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back in the mix with you, it is Game Time Decisions. We are live on a Monday night with big news in the NBA that Donovan Mitchell, the Cavs superstar, is out tonight. At the top of the hour, we will reset that matchup, go through all of your updated lines, and get in the mix with some action we already have. We will get a little bit more involved in just a couple of moments, but I have to pick up the pieces from yesterday's NBA lottery. It couldn't have been better. The thoughts from so many going into the lottery is it couldn't matter less. They don't know the names. They don't care about the teams. And then all of a sudden we get an absolute stunner. Here are where the percentages stood pre-lottery to get the first overall pick. Sorry, Pistons fans, shield your eyes. For the second year in a row, that team drops all the way down to the fifth slot. But it was the Atlanta Hawks who were down here, 3%. That's all they needed to climb up to get the first overall selection. And again, you might think to yourself, why does this matter? Come on, I'm over Trae Young. I'm over the Hawks. And they're not that good. Okay, they draft Alex Saar, Donovan Clingan, Stephen Castle. It's not going to move the needle. It's because the way the draft broke yesterday, it feels that a deal getting done between the Atlanta Hawks and the San Antonio Spurs is going to be easy. I mean, nothing's ever easy, I know. Negotiations, they take as much time as possible, but boy, do the Hawks and the Spurs have all the time in the world. And the Hawks have even more incentive to trade Trae Young to San Antonio. Now, again, this stuff matters because it always matters when we have an NBA draft. Sports Grid knocks out the NBA draft coverage year out, and we will do so again. I can promise you that. We will be in the mix. We will be involved. But if Trae Young lands in San Antonio, he now slots into his appropriate role as the second best player on a team that wants to try and contend behind Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama will be a top 15 player heading into the league next year at minimum. He achieved that status by the end of his rookie season. And Vic didn't have a real point guard. He will now potentially end up with one of the best passers in basketball leading the charge, who will also demand more attention as a scorer than anyone on that roster can currently dream of. Which means Wemby, who will be taking a natural leap in his sophomore year anyway, will now have a multiplier on that leap because we have Trae Young possibly going to San Antonio. I was talking with some folks yesterday about MVP odds for next season after Nikola Jokic won his third in 4 years. Victor Wembanyama's MVP odds are something that I will be waiting for. I know it will be difficult to win it in year two. Value-wise, though, if it's there, 35-1 or better, I'll be excited about it. I'll be in the mix. There is a chance that they short those numbers because they know better, but it is a huge swing that the Hawks could easily make moves with. By the way, this is the Spurs pick, and so is this. This is it. It says it right there. To San Antonio. Tough scene for the Raptors. They had to get Jakob Poeltl. It's all good. This Messiah jury. Oh, yeah, I know what I'm seeing here. Let's throw, if we can, the number one overall odds, because this is really important. And people are really uncertain on this class. Saar is, from overseas, of course, a favorite to go, but varying prices here. As always, we know these things can flip and can change. Donovan Clingan's name is going to be mixed around a little bit as well. What I think you'll see here, and again, I think you have time. I really believe you have time to jump off. But you kind of have, and look, this stuff is all so close here. This to me, I know it looks a little two-man racy, but it's not. Sure. Steph Castle's probably not going to go one, right? Rob Dillingham, probably not going to go one. Could a team fall in love with Reed Shepard that much? Again, I don't really believe so. But what we have is a draft that a lot of people believe at the moment, having the second pick, right? And having the eighth, you just have to get the decision right. Having one could be a separator if you seemingly are a believer in Saar, which should give him a race here. But this is the thing. If you're not, then anybody basically comes in to the fold. And what if the Hawks don't do what I said and send out Trae Young, but send out the first pick and try and bring a star in to play with Trae? Well, that then blows this whole thing up, and we won't even know who will be picking first for quite some time. The lottery will unfold. So will the NBA playoffs. We'll break those down next.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body.
helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.